Hey, this is Philip.
Hey Philip, it's Keaton. How you doing today?
Doing well. Who is this?
This is Keaton. I spoke with you, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, about that property in Glen Allen, Virginia.
Right.
Yeah, I was calling you up. I know you were thinking about selling it to get a property in North Carolina. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, have you been shopping around for any properties out there, or are you still just playing the market?
Well, right now my thing is it'd probably be hard to sell with a tenant, and the tenant's lease doesn't run out until August. So if there was an investor that wanted to buy a turnkey property with a tenant, I would be open to selling. But otherwise, I'm probably better off to wait till August.
I got you. We've had experiences buying it with tenants in there. The main, I think the biggest problem is just structuring a deal that makes sense for you as well for us, is what we usually face. I mean, were you looking more for a cash offer, or were you looking to seller finance this property?
I mean, either way, as long as I get a decent price.
Okay. Do you have a price in mind of what you were looking to get for it?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say.
I got you.
I'm not in a hurry to sell the place, so I'm not looking for somebody that just wants a dirt cheap property.
I hear you. I mean, it doesn't look like a dirt cheap property either. I know you don't want to just give this thing away. I mean, I've seen the pictures on Zillow, and like I told you earlier, we've done a lot of work in Glen Allen. It's a decent area, and you're by the highway and all that. So, I guess the main thing is just figuring out how you want to structure the deal. I know a cash offer, that'd be good if you're just trying to get some money up front to buy that new property. But I mean, if you're in no rush to get all the money, we can offer you a higher price if we just pay you over course of X amount of years for it.
Right. Well, I'm open to any suggestions.
I got you. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to give you a follow-up call, and we can kind of discuss a little more about what your budget looks like, and what timeline and concerns you have. I mean, is there anything else you were looking to get answers to about that?
Well, not right now because I'm kind of busy at work.
Yeah, for sure. You want me to give you a shot tomorrow, or is there a better time for us to break that down?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
All right, man. I can do that for you. All right, Philip. When I call you back, if you could give me an idea of what your budget's looking like, or how much you're trying to get for the property, or how much the next property you're looking to buy, that'd be great.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye-bye.